This is the second part. Read verse 8 from 1 Timothy chapter 1.
اما می دانید شریعت نیکوست اگر کسی آن را بر حسب شریعت به کار برد.
Has the law problems?
آیا شریعت مشکل داره؟
And the answer, no. The law
نه, مشکل نداره. شریعت نیکوست.
Yeah, and we are to use it lawfully.
ما هم باید درست ازش استفاده کنیم.
How can we use the law unlawfully?
چجوری می‌تونیم شریعت رو
Now,
بد استفاده کنیم؟
By taking it out of context.
از موضوع بیرون آوردن.
By reading things into it.
چیزی بهش اضافه کردن.
By twisting its meaning.
معنی کلام رو عوض کردن.
Go to 2 Timothy 2:15.
از دوم تیموتائوس 2:15.
Remember to read, study that, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
سعی کن خود را مقبول خدا سازی. کارگری که خجل نشود و کلام خدا را به خوبی انجام دهد.
Yeah, we're given His word. We're given the sound doctrine.
ما کلام خداوند رو بهمون دادن. درس‌های خداوند رو بهمون دادن.
And we need to make the effort to study that word.
ما هم باید عمل کنیم. کلام رو درست مطالعه کنیم.
And for the applied to our lives afterwards.
زندگیمون عملش کنیم.
Remember to study ourselves approved unto God.
درس‌های کلام خداوند رو خودمون یاد بگیریم که آماده خودمون رو خوب کنیم در مقابل.
Yeah, when we do this, we don't have to be ashamed.
این کار انجام میدیم نباید خجالت بکشیم.
Why not?
چرا نباید خجالت
بکشیم؟ Because the word of God is always right.
کلام خداوند همیشه نیکوست. کلام خداوند همیشه.
If I base that I believe on the word of God.
اگه اعتقاد من صرف کلام خدا باشه.
I know my foundation is solid.
میدونم که اون بنیان ایمانم محکمه.
I know when I am challenged. I will not be ashamed.
That's
because I have the word of truth backing me up.
Yeah,
we don't change doctrines every month. Or every year. Yeah, why not? Yeah, because they're grounded on the word of God, the word of truth. Oh, you're saying you're always right? No, I don't say I'm always right. Yeah, and of course, everybody's learning, I'm learning continuously as well. But when I base what I believe on the word of God, if I rightly divide the word of truth,
and
use the word lawfully, I don't have to be ashamed. I will be on the right side of the story. And then I don't have to make 180 degrees with some doctrine. Yeah, because now, oh, we need to start believing something else. No, we don't have to because we're based on the Bible. And the Bible is the final authority. Read verses 9 to 11.
و این بداند که شریعت برای فرد عادل واضح نشده است، بلکه برای فرسشان، طاغیان، بیدینان، گناهان، ناپاکان، کافران، قاتلان پدر، قاتلان مادر و قاتلان مردم و زناکاران، همجنسبازان، مردم دوستان، دروغگویان و آنان که قسم دروغ میخورند و برای هر عمل دیگری که برخلاف تعلیم صحیح باشد، بر حسب انجیل جلال خدای مبارک که به من سپرده شد.
So the law is not made for a righteous man.
کلام شریعت خداوند برای فرد نیکو ساخته نشده.
Yeah, but for the lawless and disobedient and so on.
برای اون کسانی که بی شریعت هستند و بی شریعت.
Now, if you have a society where most people or everybody does what is right.
اگر جامعه ای داشته باشی که اکثر افراد کارهای درست انجام میدن.
Yeah, if everybody would follow their God-given conscience, knowing that oh, they shouldn't be stealing. Adultery is wrong. Murder is wrong.
اگر کسی همون وجدان درست خودش رو انجام بده و بدون دزدی غلطه، زنا غلطه و این چیزا غلطه، طبق وجدان عمل
کنه. And they do abide by that.
طبق اونها زندگی
کنیم. We don't need many laws.
احتیاج به شریعت نداریم حتی اگه با وجدان
است. Yeah, we only need laws when people are behaving wickedly.
زمانی به شریعت احتیاج داریم.
And the more wicked people are, the more laws you will need to contain those people.
حتی آدم اون پلیتر و پلیتر میشه، قانونهای جدید و شریعت جدید احتیاج داریم که اونو بتونیم برش کنترلش
کنیم. Of course, the reality is, no one is good down at one.
هیچ شک نمی‌کنی حتی یک نفر.
Yeah, we need laws because we are sinners.
چون هممون گناهکاریم و هممون یه جوری از دلال خدا کوتاه اومدیم.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice if you could leave your phone, your wallet, any place.
راحت نبود اگه امروز میتونستی موبایل تو هر چیز دلت خواست بذاری.
Instantly.
پول تو هر چیز خواست بذاری تو جمعیت.
And just knowing that when you come back later, you can just think about it because it's
going to
be there. Because nobody would think about stealing it.
تو هیچ کس حق فکر دزدیش نمیکرد.
Yeah, you wouldn't need laws
for
hey, you shouldn't be stealing.
Nobody
would do it. Yeah, laws are for bad people. And the more wicked, the more laws
change.
That makes you wonder why they need so much laws today in our society.
I
think because our society goes further and further away from God and becomes more and more wicked. Yeah, the last thing you want is energy in such situations. Yeah, because things go down very quickly when there's no law and people are
wicked.
Yeah, the only reason things don't go out of hand is because they constrain the people. Yeah, if everybody would put first his kingdom, his righteousness, nothing would happen if the police would suddenly disappear.
Yeah,
we have great examples now if you have seen the news in America.
Yeah,
they're defunding the police in major cities. They're defunding the police in major cities. And crime goes to the roof.
Murder,
rape.
I like
that in general things go okay.
I
don't like to create a new law every single day because my kids were creative enough to find some new trouble.
Day
one. Yeah, do not throw stuff off the balcony. Next day, stuff goes out of the window. Okay, new rules. Do not throw stuff out of the window either. Day three, still seeing things coming down. New law. Do not put stuff on the edge of the balcony so the wind blows it over.
Yeah.
Etc.
Yeah.
When people are wicked, you need more law.
دنبال کلک بزنن و بعد آنسان ها پلیتر بشن قانون و جزئیات قانون باید بیشتر باشه.
Yeah, we only have the first law here. Don't talk to everyone
about it. ما فقط یه قانون خونم داریم. از بالکن چیزی فرق
نکنیم. That was enough to make it understand. Hey, we don't want the hard people down there.
اون پایین ممکن می رفت بمیر اگه شما
خود. Yeah, but if people are wicked, we'll end up in the police state.
اما اگر آدم بدی باشیم بشیم شهر که فقط هر موشش پر از پلیس.
Yeah, because that will be the only way to control.
They will
lose freedom. Yeah, and the law shows what we do wrong. Yeah, the law of God shows that we are sinners. The lawbreakers.
Yeah,
when it points us to Christ. Galatians 3:24. Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24.
پس شریعت نازل ما شد تا به مسیح برساند تا از ایمان عادل شمرده شویم.
Yeah, we are wicked people. We are sinners.
ما آدم‌های بدی هستیم، به گناهکاریم، به احتیاج
نازل. Yeah, the law of God shows that to us.
شریعت خداوند بهمون نشون میده که نازل نمرده
شده. Yeah, and points us to the one who can save us.
بهمون نشون میده که به کی میتونه ما رو نجات بده.
And today we need the law of God in our society more than ever.
دنیامون بیشتر از همیشه قانون شریعت خداوند رو احتیاج
داره. Yeah, now you talk to people and they don't even know what's wrong or what is right in God.
وقتی با مردم صحبت میکنیم، حتی بقیه نمیدونن چه کاری برای خدا گناهه و چه کاری گناه نیست.
Yeah, statistics have shown that in certain countries in Europe.
توی اروپا نشون داده شده آمار اروپا.
Yeah, more than half the population thinks that drug free is fine.
50% اروپایی ها فکر میکنن زنا مشکل نداره.
Yeah, in the Western world, fornication has become standard.
استاندارد شده زنا کردن و در حقیقت با آدم های پلیسی
دارن. Being pure before you marry,
قبل از ازدواج بخوای پاک بمونی در حقیقت خیلی آدم عجب و غریب
بودی. It's going downhill. People are becoming more and more flawless. داریم
در حقیقت بالای اون دره پایین اون دره داریم میرسیم. مردم همون بیشتر و بیشتر دارن بی خدا و از خدا دور میشن.
They have left sound doctrine as a society.
به عنوان یه جامعه چیزهای درست و حقیقتهای درست رو که داشتیم رو بل کردن و خودشون رو
سیدن. Yeah, sound doctrine that would help them shape the behavior
of that society for good. اون چیزها رو برای خوبی و نیکویی درست اعتقاد داشته باشن و بل کردن.
So who will bring it back?
کی میتونه ما رو برگردونه به اون نقطه اولمون؟
Government is not going to do that.
دولت ممکنه نمیتونه کار بکنه.
The movie industry will not, they're not going to do that.
سازمان فیلمسازی و هالیوود هم کار نمی‌کنه.
Who's going to bring it back?
کی قراره ما رو برگرده به اون استانداردهای اولیه زندگیمون؟
Yeah, the government is chosen by the same wicked people that
present them. همه دولت‌ها انتخاب شده همون مردم پلید است.
Yeah, so who's going to stand up?
کی قراره
and the answer to that is,
کی قراره تصدیق کنه؟
Christians should be the ones saying, hey, adultery is wrong, fornication is wrong, divorce is wrong, coveting is wrong,
sodomy
is wrong. Yeah, we are the people that are called out. Look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. And to show the world that God's ways are good.
پس ای برادران شما را به رحمت‌های خدا صدا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت معقول شما. هم شکل این جهان نشوید بلکه با نو شدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا است.
Yeah, we should be the place where truth can be found and where teaching of God to our God is about things. And it's sad today that many Christians and even many preachers don't do that.
Because
it's not popular.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 4:2.
Read
the word, be instant in season. Out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2.
که به کلام موعظه کنی و در فرصت و غیر فرصت آماده باشی، تنبیه، توبیخ، نصیحت نمایی با کمال تحمل و تعلم.
Yeah, we are to preach the word.
باید کلام رو موعظه کنی.
When it's popular and when it's not popular.
چه کسی دوست داشته باشه، چه کسی دوست نداشته
باشه. Yeah, reproof, rebuke, exhort. Not giving up.
That's my issue.
Yes, it makes people uncomfortable at times. Yes, it will go against the grain of the culture we're living in. But we need sound doctrine. Yeah, we need to be that reproving has to happen. That rebuking has to happen.
باید تنبیه کنیم، باید تصدیق کنیم
yeah.
دنیا.
So we are sort of cleaning up our lives to
change our behavior. ما باید خودمون رو پاک کنیم، باید خودمون رو تصدیق کنیم تا بتونیم زندگی بهتری داشته باشیم.
Or there are those even Christians who don't even know the truth.
حتی مسیحیان که حقیقت را اصلا نمی‌دونند.
Yeah, they don't have understanding of the truth anymore.
درک نکردند در مورد کلام خداوند.
Yeah, you have Christian churches that say, oh, the divorce is fine.
کلیسای مسیحی داریم که میگن طلاق اشکالی
نداره. Oh, sodomy is okay.
Etc.
Yeah, they have started to teach strange doctrine. Yeah, they're not sticking to what was laid down. Yeah, they have done where Paul is warning Timothy for. Yeah, see to it that they stick to the right doctrine. Yeah, they don't start teaching the wrong thing. Yeah, right doctrine makes people uncomfortable.
درسای درست شاید بعضی‌ها رو معذب کنه.
But we need it to grow, to be, to make change in our life. Everybody does it.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make it right.
Yeah,
but medicine is what God says. And that's what we need to follow. And that will make you stand out. Read verses 12 or 16 from 1 Corinthians.
و شکر میکنم که خداوند خود مسیح عیسی را که مرا تقویت داد چون که امین شمرده مرا به این خدمت داده که سابقا کفرو ستمگر گستاخ بودم اما رحم یافتم از آن روز که از جهالت در ایمانی چنین میترم اما فیض خداوند ما بی نهایت افزون بود با ایمان و محبتی که در مسیح عیسی این سخن امین است لایق قبول تام که مسیح عیسی به دنیا آمد و گناهکاران را نجات بخشد که من بزرگترین آنها هستم بلکه از این جهت بر من رحم شد تا اول در من مسیح عیسی کمال صبر را ظاهر ساخت تا آنهایی را که به جهت حیات جاودانی به ایمان خواهند آورد نمونه باشد.
Yeah, and this should be encouraging to us.
Yeah,
was Paul such a great Christian when he got saved? Like from day one?
Yeah.
Did he have this wonderful background?
No,
he was a blasphemer. He was a persecutor.
People of harm.
Yeah, but you see that God was merciful to him. And was he still like that when he wrote this letter?
No, his life was changed. And
God was now using him. God was able to use him for the
ministry.
And this is something that we should recognize. If you are a Christian, just live in sin. Yeah, if you are not changing your behavior, to line up your life with God's word, with sound doctrine, do you think God can use you to do his work?
You
have to bring glory to his name. The answer is no. Yeah, you will just end up wasting your life here on earth. Yeah, if we go out soul winning, and every time we go, we take you with us, and you get into a fist fight. Yeah, that makes you unusable for that. You need to change your behavior. Yeah, but there's hope. Yeah, Paul had issues in the past, but God is using him greatly in and you might like look at your life like, oh, I messed up. I did a lot of bad things, the wrong things. And you might have disqualified yourself for certain things. If you are alive today, God can still use you. Start changing your behavior. Start buying your life as a sound
program.
The Bible talks about finishing strong. Go to 2 Timothy 2.
22. اما در خانه بزرگ نه فقط ظروف طلا و نقره می باشد بلکه چوبی و گلی می اما آنها برای عزت و اینها برای ذلت برای اگر کسی خیشتن را از اینها پاک سازد ظرف عزت خواهد بود مقدس و مفید برای مالک خود و آماده برای هر عمل نیکو اما شهوات جوانی بگرید به آنانی هم که از قلب خالص نام خداوند را می خوانند عدالت و ایمان و محبت و سلامتی را دنبال نمایید.
Yeah, become a vessel of honor.
Yeah.
If a man purges himself, it's in 21. If a man purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor. And then it says, hey, flee from youthful lust. Yeah, it's changed that behavior. It says follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace.
عدالت، ایمان، محبت، سلامتی رو دنبال کن.
Yes, clean up your life.
زندگی خودت رو پاک کن.
And then God can use you.
خداوند میتونه ازت استفاده کنه.
And you will be a vessel of honor.
تو اون موقع ظرف عزت خواهی بود.
Yeah, like Paul, who was a blasphemer and a persecutor.
وقتی پولس گفت و قطع کرد و مردم
رو
خطر وارد میکرد برای همه.
Yeah,
Paul became
a vessel of honor.
اگر شبان بد داری امروز.
God came to save sinners.
شما هم میتونید دست
You can become a vessel of honor.
میتونید دست عزت باشی.
Yeah, Paul was a dirty vessel one time.
یه روزی
پولس
ظرف کثیفی بود، اما زندگیشو عوض کرد به ظرف عزت.
Do not give up.
شما دست
نکشید.
به خاطر اینکه در
گذشته
اون مسابقه رو به پایان
برسید. آخرین
آیه اول نمیزاد رو با هم
بخونید.
باری پادشاه سعمدی نامیرا و نادیده را، یگانه خدای حکیم را اکرام و جلال ابد باد، آمین. ای فرزند تیموتائوس، این حکم را به تو سپارم. بر حسب نبوت هایی که سابقا بر تو شده، در آنها جنگ نیکو کنی و ایمان و وجدان صالح را نگهداری، که بعضی را از خود دور انداخته در زمینه ایمان شکستنی کشتی گره شدن شکسته کشتی شدن، که از آنها جمله تیموتائوس اسکندر می باشد، که ایشان را به شیطان سپردم تا تعذیب شده دیگر کفر مگیرند.
Another thought Paul tells Timothy,
that
you may war and good warfare. Is this going to come without a battle? No, when we clean up our life, it's not something that is easy. It is work.
There
are certain sins are not easy to overcome. And we can expect when we start living right, then we'll have get some conflict. People will mock
us.
Yeah, when you don't do what they do, they might laugh at you or mock at you. But here's what the Bible says. Yeah, we are to be a peculiar people. Yeah, we are to be a holy nation. A royal people.
اون کاهنان مقدس باشیم.
We are to be different
from the world. از کل دنیا.
Yeah, we don't live by the standards of the world.
کل استانداردهای دنیایی زندگی نکنیم.
Yeah, we live by God's standards.
با کل استانداردهای خدا.
And not being conformed to the world.
شبیه دنیا نشیم و دیگرگون نشیم به دنیا.
But it's hard.
سخت مشکل داریم.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
اثری رو اینطوری مسیح که به من قوت میده انجام بده.
The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us.
ما بیش از پیروزیم برای آن کسانی که ما
ریزیم. Yeah, we're called to be different.
ما خونده شدیم که متفاوت باشیم از همه.
Yeah, we are those who are to communicate sound doctrine to the world.
ما کسانی هستیم که باید تعلیم درست رو به کل دنیا بدیم.
Yeah, we are not to be busy with fable.
ما نه دنباله افسانه‌ها و سوال‌های احمقانه یا شجره نامه خودمون رو مشغول کنیم.
No, we are to use God's word.
درست ازش فضلتی که بگیم.
Yeah, it is sound doctrine that brings change.
اون تعلیم درست که تغییرات زندگی رو
میده. But I want to study about the pyramids and my belief that Adam built them.
اون افلاس مصر در مطالعه کنم. ایمان دارم خود آدم با دستای خودشون رو ساخته.
Yeah. Oh, they found the Ark of the Covenant and I'm going to find out how everything about it.
ببینید اون ده فرمان نوشته شده بود، اون عهدی که خداوند بسته بود رو پیدا کردن. بریم ببینیمش کجا.
I found all these books about angels.
همه کتاب‌ها رو در مورد فرشتگان زیر خاک پیدا کردن.
Who cares? Yes, finding the answer to those questions make you a better Christian. Yeah, that's going to help you clean up your life. And the answer is no. That what we need is sound doctrine and the sure word of God. Yes, a lot of them give heed to fables, foolish questions.
پس یه وقتمون رو تلف نکنید به سوالات احمقانه، افسانه ها، شجره نامه ها، بلکه خودمون رو مطالعه کنید و وقتمون رو بدیم
که
به کلام خدا
برمید.
آمین.